We're pleased to be joined by Glenn Anderson, who has called into the program, Hockey Central at Noon, with Darren Millard, John Shannon, and Doug McLean, reminiscing about your former teammate, Dave Semenko, who passes away at 59. A skilled guy like you, what did you think when Dave would join your line on those occasions?
Hi, guys. Good to see you. Love your show. Great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Oh, my God. Semenko was just a character player. He's phenomenal in all aspects. And a lot of people that did not know him and just knew him as a tough guy missed out on a great human being.
You know, you guys were so good, Glenn, and you were so skilled, and you played so fast as a team. It was something special that he could fit in and be a contributor and be a real important guy in that dressing room on and off the ice.
Well, you know, the intensity of the game, he could one-line you to death and make you laugh till the end of time. And it was always humorous when he was around and very entertaining.
Hey, take us in the room at Northlands. You're in one stall, and all those stars are in other stalls, and so is Dave Semenko. And how would he keep things light?
Well, no one was treated differently. We were all brothers, and we all band together as one, as the sayings go. And he was one of the biggest part of the Oiler Nation teams as Wayne Gretzky, if not in a bigger way, and a more important role that he kept peace. I mean, talking about a guy keeping peace on the ice, this guy did it game in and game out, and that kind of a role for any player is so difficult to play.
Glenn Anderson with us chatting about the passing of Dave Semenko at age of 59 with Darren Millard, John Shannon, and Doug McLean. We've talked about the sense of humor, the fact that he could play a little bit, but his name was made in those altercations. Do you have one or two that jump out where your eyes were just wide at what he was able to do physically?
Oh, well, when the ice rumbles and you're watching him fight, because of the blows of the punches being hit so hard on the helmets and other parts of the body, you're shaking. There's an earthquake out there, and you're going, oh, my God, welcome to the NHL. I remember one time he was fighting Larry Playfair, and they exchanged blows tit for tat, and it was like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into in this league? It was unbelievable. And coming from the Western Canada Hockey League, back then, I mean, watching the New West Bruins play against Brandon and, I mean, how tough the Bruins were back in junior and how tough that league was. And knowing that Dave was a big part of that and then stepping up into the NHL and protecting basically everybody and then see like a kind of a almost like a pussycat atmosphere when he's off the ice and such a soft voice and so kind and his one-liners were killers, that's for sure.
Do you, Glenn, I know I put you on the spot. Do you have any memory of when you came from the Olympic team and joined the Oilers? And, I mean, you know, it's easy to know about Gretzky and Messier, even though they were kids too. But then there was Dave Semenko.
Well, with the Olympic team, my first experience running into both Semenko and a kid at 18 by the name of Mark Messier. The Olympic team had an exhibition game in Saskatoon in 79. Father Bauer arranged five games against the NHL teams, another one against the Leafs, which was another story altogether, too. But running into him, Jim Nill, GM of Dallas there, he was on my line with a guy named Ronnie Davidson, and Semenko hit Jimmy Nill, and I peeked over, and I'm coming in there to, you know, say, all right, let's break this up type of thing. And I look up, I literally was looking up almost like it felt like straight up at the Empire State Building going, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, Mark comes in behind me, gives me a little jolt in the back with one of his brilliant little cross checks with about 18 inches between one hand to the other with his Sherwood stick, and I'd kind of buckle at the back, and I went, oh, God, welcome to the big leagues.
Glenn, what about that picture you sent in to us of he and Muhammad Ali? How cool a picture is that with Semenko and Muhammad Ali punch for punch?
Yeah, that was another. I mean, talking about stories, there are endless stories of what kind of a character he was and what kind of life he lived. I was taking Semenko and a guy, Kurt Brackenberry, out to the airport. They were on the way to a fishing trip. I thought they were going fishing, but there they were going fishing wasn't in Canada, that's for sure. We ended up in Hawaii. They kidnapped me, and I was there for like 3 weeks. He was quite a guy, I tell you. It was unreal. But what a protector! I mean, what a man! What a great honor to be part of his life and big part of our team, and just a superb human being.
You know, it's a role that's left the game. But for people that weren't around the game in this late 70s and the 80s, it did play an important role. How did Dave impact the winning of the Edmonton Oilers?
Well, he was a big piece of the puzzle. I mean, Slats, he knew exactly when to play the players. That was what made Sather such a great coach, general manager, president, you name it. He wore all the hats, and he wore them well. And he put Dave into situations and just settled everything down when it needed to be settled, and gave him confidence by putting him on a line with Gretz or even protecting Gretz. You know, we knew that was – everybody had a role, and everyone stepped into that dressing room. As soon as we passed that threshold of that room, we all became one. And there wasn't one player that was bigger or better than the other. We were all the same, and that's what made our team so great. There wasn't one player bigger than the game.
I'll leave it with you for a final comment, whether it's on the showman, Dave Semenko, the enforcer, Dave Semenko, the player, the man, maybe a story or two that pops into your head, whether he's driving into Northlands in one of those cars that he liked, or the ilk. But I'll give you the last word here, and appreciate you phoning in, Glenn.
Well, I mean, just even to this year, like it all happened so rapidly and so quickly. But I was texting him, and he was still like this humorous guy. He goes, he sends a little happy face on. He goes, that's how I roll. Okay, Sammy. You'll never be so funny. Like he was one of the comical guys that like kept everything light. But you know what? He had that mean streak in him that had, if you looked at him sideways and he came back, he had this glare that like it was like, you know, death coming to get you. And you never wanted to get him in that position. I think I had him in that position once where, like at practice, where I was setting up pucks and he came over, I'm going to help you shoot these pucks and show you how to score type of thing. I go, no, you're not. I shot the pucks away and he comes after me and goes, you're not going to do that again. I go, you got that right. I'll do that. That was awesome. I mean, hats off to him.
I like what Kevin Lowe said. He was the Gretzky of the tough guys.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Cheered by all. Yeah.
Glenn, we appreciate it. Difficult day for all of you, but you and Slats both taking the time on a day where it's an emotional time. You lost a friend, and sharing your memories to the audience that maybe didn't know Dave as well as the three of us do. Really appreciate the time and the comments, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks. Rest in peace, Dave.